or at bloodservices.org. Blood donation, it's about life.
We have a slight chance of a passing shower thunderstorm late today. Better chance tonight and again tomorrow. Meteorologist Ed Kieser will be along with details on the weather after AM 580 News. Here's Tom Rogers.
Thanks, Jay. Good morning. A Champaign County board member says he's supportive of the work that a consultant could provide when reviewing the finances of the county's nursing home. Alan Nudo, who also sits on the county's new nursing home board of directors, will discuss a potential $160,000 a year, 3-year contract this morning with Management Performance Associates. That committee is meeting in about an hour. The nursing home faces monthly deficits of about $100,000, partly because a nursing shortage has forced the facility to hire more expensive contract nurses. But Nudo says a disproportionately high number of Medicaid patients compared to those on Medicare is his chief concern.
And with that comes marketing. Positive attitude about what the nursing home has always brought to the county residents as far as its ability to take care of people in a kind, generous, caring way and still be able to make it on its own in a viable way.
Nudo says right now it's not fair to ask voters for a tax increase until the nursing home gets its internal act together. The home has also been barred from admitting new Medicare and Medicaid patients until alleged infractions are corrected and could lose state funding for the programs by July 16th. Nudo says the consultant may provide some expertise on that issue over time, but he says the home's administrator and staff need to address it now, given the time constraints. If it's approved by the advisory committee this morning, the consultant's contract would come before the county board next week, along with a plan to lend the nursing home nearly $600,000. And Nudo says he backs both initiatives. A memo directing Democratic legislative candidates on how to address impeachment proceedings against Governor Rod Blagojevich is getting a cool reception from two East Central Illinois candidates. If Naomi Jacobson is reelected in November, she could potentially be one of the House Democrats sitting in judgment of a governor from her own party. She says she did not receive the memo from House Speaker Michael Madigan, but upon reading it, Jacobson is not necessarily ready to carry on with impeachment.
I know when I talk to constituents, they haven't exactly asked for me to participate in impeachment, you know, to start the ball rolling on impeachment, but many of them are just concerned about whether the governor will fulfill his term.
The memo listed a number of reasons to impeach the governor and directed Democratic candidates not to mention that the talking points came from Madigan's office, but that they conducted independent research. Democratic 104th District candidate Lori DeYoung, a Fithian, says she would be more upfront when asked by voters about the prospect of impeachment. The search for a new fire chief in the city of Champaign has taken months, but it's apparently come down to one candidate. That candidate has a long background with the city. In fact, Doug Forsman was fire chief for 12 years, dating back to 1980. He left in 1992 and is currently a fire chief in Greeley, Colorado. But Forsman applied for the Champaign chief's post, and city manager Steve Carter says he's got the inside track to be hired, pending interviews tomorrow and Monday.
He was just so much stronger than everybody else, and the fact that he'd been a successful chief here for 12 years a few years ago, everyone thought, well, let's interview him and see how that goes.
Forsman says he's maintained close ties in the Champaign area since he left and would like to come back to work on the new challenges a growing area faces. Carter credits the 43-year veteran of firefighting with several advances in his previous term, including helping launch the countywide Metcat emergency dispatch system. If Forsman's officially chosen, he would succeed David Pennacook, who retired last December. A new report suggests Indiana youngsters are put behind bars at a higher rate than the national average. That puts them at greater risk for failure in school and later in the workplace. The latest Kids Count data book ranks Indiana 34th among states in child well-being. It shows the percentage of children living in poverty in 2006 rose 1 percentage point to 18%, the same as the national rate. Opponents are gearing up for a court battle after the Chicago City Council voted to allow a children's museum in Grant Park. The suit threats came after the City Council yesterday sided with Mayor Richard Daley to let the museum move to the park, despite strong opposition from the ward's rookie alderman. Alderman Brendan Riley says taxpayers will be burdened with paying millions of dollars in legal fees to defend a move he contends violates the protected lakefront land. The council also ignored the unwritten rule that aldermen have say over development in their wards by approving the new $100 million museum over Riley's objections. Daley says he didn't twist any arms to get aldermen to vote in favor of that museum. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 7:30 Central with headlines at 7:06. I'm Tom Rogers.
This morning's weather forecast is made possible with support from your locally owned Central Illinois IGA supermarkets, including your Jerry's IGA stores on Kirby Avenue in Champaign in Sullivan and Maggio's IGA in Tolono. Hometown proud and encouraging you to join them in supporting public radio.
It's 6:35 in the morning and AM 580. Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser joins us with another in-depth look at weather. Morning, Ed.
Good morning, Jay.
Still some water problems going on here, but they had some tornado troubles up in Iowa and Kansas, I guess.
Yeah, more fatalities, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm. And Iowa's got water problems of their own, too.
So. Yeah, they're actually bigger water problems than what's in Illinois and Indiana, if you can believe that. There's some evacuations have been taking place in cities, including Cedar Rapids. We heard about the sandbagging in Cedar Falls, but now Cedar Rapids area is seeing the river rise too high, and many square blocks have been evacuated.
Wow. Well, I guess we have a little bit of rain, and then the weekend is going to look pretty nice, so maybe we'll get a little caught up on some drying.